Hello, my friend, and here we go again. On to Unit 5, the Franciscan Mission. And you and I are finding, I think, as we go through this book so well written, that it really builds one unit on the other, like living stones are, as you and I are. When we deepen our insights, when the grace of God opens our hearts to deeper understandings of our life as Franciscan women and men, each one of these units opens it further. So 5 builds very much on 4, the gospel way of life, when we begin to look at the notion of mission. And the first few pages are very helpful in that. We find out that Francis just jumped into the world, an intrepid heart, the writer says, and right away he regarded himself and his followers as missionaries. Now, for us pre-Vatican II people, when we were that way, that would have meant, well, then we're a missionary order. Different by the very nature of living the gospel, by the very reality of being called by Jesus Christ to enter the world and bring good news to others, we are missioned. That's the meaning of it. We're missionaries because we're missioned. We're sent forth. And we know this and we feel this. In fact, some of the reflection is really rich in one on page 58 under the survey that prior to Vatican II, there was an understanding of the church that it had missions. Different orders had missions. In fact, friars for a long time, even currently, sometimes would say we had missions in Japan and different places where we had gone early on as friars of then Holy Name Province. We were down in Lima, Peru. We were in Jamaica. We were in other countries of South America. But we were there as Francis went anywhere and everywhere. Bearers of good news. And we joined often with women, Franciscan Sisters of Allegheny, had foundations with us in Brazil and other places too. So this notion from Vatican II that the council shifted our thinking, and the church is missionary by its very nature. That's wonderful because it means we're gathered up in the work of Jesus Christ. It's not just parceled out to some and something else to somebody else. This unique vision of Francis, the encounter with the leper, the author tells us, was part of the unfolding, and I think especially expressed now through the mountain more and more, of the universal fraternity of all creatures. Now that term is used, fraternitas, often now by our order and has been, and it sounds like only men, only fraters, brothers, but it really is all men and women, without exception, belong to this sacred fraternity. It's a way of talking about family life, but deeper, this form of life that comes from our primary brother, Lord and Master Jesus Christ. So that's the fire I'm talking about when I begin with it. You know, it's not a job, it's not a task, it's a relationship. Over and over again, you and I know this. Our Franciscan life is a relationship. Thus, when Francis headed out with a couple brothers to see the Sultan, Malek al-Kamil, well, not too bad. He really adopted an attitude of respect and dialogue, the author tells us. And that was Francis's way with everyone, certainly back to the leper and lepers, and rich and poor in Assisi and other places, people in the piazza, the bishop, the podestà, the mayor. Francis approached people not all the same, but each uniquely. A child of God, and he a brother of them. And so again, the foundation of missioning is calling people into the family of God's creatures, God's children, this great fraternitas. And it's wonderful to continue to see the part of the motivation of Franciscan ministry is really founded and grounded in the gospel vision, the good news. So we're not like, though I sound like it a little bit sometimes, TV evangelists, we're really straining to get us to give up sin and march our ways. It really is first a call to God, to a relationship we have, not a solitary walk, you or I. And so the domination is not an ecclesial one of a culture of the church, but it's the personal one right off the bat, the vision of God for each of us together. This is the process we are in pods. We're establishing relationships, not just to get ideas, but to grow as sisters and brothers. And so he went spiritually among Saracens and infidels. He charted a way of life by living it. And then, though, ours was the first order as Franciscans that has a chapter about missions. It's interesting because it's situated in the core of our life, not as a separate, again, a separate practice of some of us. It's you and me, ourselves as brothers and sisters, in our homes, on the street, wherever we are. We don't have to pack our bag to go to, as we will call it, a foreign country, but we would find uniqueness, not foreignness, among others here and around us. We would embrace that as Francis did, as Claire did, in her own place, in her own way, not allowed to travel, choosing to respond to that call as someone who was more enclosed. She yet reached so many people in her time by correspondence, by graciousness, by prayer, and sometimes by leaving her monastery, her place of life, to enter into the life of Assisi itself. There are different moments in this book, in this Unit 5, but I'd like to close with one that I often bring to people, and I've done it on the road and so many places, and maybe you've been with me and you found it tiring, but I love it, and I've done it with Bonaventure students too, and just simply standing in front of them and saying, buongiorno, buona gente, buongiorno, buona gente. This radical call to good morning, to a good day as good people. We hear through Thomas of Celano and other biographers of Francis that it was in his experience of his own conversion from a place of darkness and a need of God's mercy when he had been up in the woods and the mountains above Poggio Bostoni, a sorry little downcast village that while he was up there in solitude, having passed by that village, he experienced God's outreach to his heart. God's welcoming him into a new day, a good morning, as a good person. This radical liberation of the gospel of Jesus Christ sent Francis heading down the hill, and he re-entered the village of Poggio Bostoni and greeted people there. Downcast still, possibly, uncertain of their life, they had a difficult economy. Buongiorno, buona gente. Good day, good people, possibly greeting some of them by their first names, helping them with their water jars, taking time beside them, missioned by Jesus, who loved him, to love others in God's mercy. So we close my little reflection with you with a chance to reflect on that beautiful moment. If we don't feel it and only think about it, we're missing our practice. And ours is a contemplative practice. Franciscan Lectio invites us to see, hear, gaze, consider. Let it enter us. Not only our mind and our memory, but our body memory, our ability to practice again and again that greeting that is the evangelical greeting to the world, where so many of us don't experience sisterhood or brotherhood. Good morning, good day. Good right now, this moment. My friend, may you be enjoying this. And again, I welcome you, please, to take time with our own documents, the mountains. And if you don't have an availability to those, Karen or others would make them too. But they talk to this, particularly post-conciliar time, on just a page or two, and help us experience and understand the mountain's own model of church that goes well beyond the mountain, goes well beyond the mountain. So may the Lord give you peace. This is your brother Dan, happy to be with you and inviting you and I in this new year to continue to prosper, to continue to refound the gospel. go back, head out, greet somebody, share the good news with them today.